Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This is a version of dying into your old self so that something new can be born, right? You have to surrender. If you cannot submit, you cannot die. If you cannot die, you cannot be reborn. And this is what happens during an experience of awe, and that's why it can be terrifying until you learn to surrender, until you learn to let go.
If you're feeling helpless right now, become helpful. You can't simultaneously be helpful and helpless. You know, if you're feeling anxiety, fear, helplessness, you know that's your ego, because it's about you. You've made it about you. If you can get out of you and serve someone else.
There's no such thing as anyone starts life, you know, behind the start line. I look at myself as equal to everyone that I'm in a room with, and the separation between where I want to go and where I am is my work ethic. So my mindset is always that anybody can be great. I want to be the greatest ever at what I do. So everything I touch, everything I pour my time and talent into, I don't think about being great. I think about how can I be the greatest. And that takes a huge amount of introspection. It takes a huge amount of self-reflection and honesty. And it also takes humility, because you have to ask for help in order to be the greatest.
You become one with the universe, right? You are part of the universe, but guess what? The universe is a part of you. You have Carl Sagan's notion that I am a way for the cosmos to know itself. And this recontextualization of the self blasts new tunnels between the mind and the other. It ticks the box of Tolstoy in the sense that you have found a way of bridging the finite with the infinite. And that is what a mystical experience is.
But you were born to do something great with your life. And that's easy to forget when you're going, I'm in scarcity mode, I need to survive. I mean, that sounds great, Ed, but like, you don't understand. I'm unemployed. I've got rent that I'm gonna have to start paying again. I understand that. And I'm saying one of the pathways out is you remind yourself, I was born to do something great, big ways and small ways. And some of the smallest great things you will ever do in your life are the most important.
Think about the archetype of a superhero. They always have an obstacle to overcome. There's always the height of climax. And I don't believe that I'm so great that I don't, you know, have the ability to go through difficult circumstances. I think it's necessary in order to realize your greatness. Because when you're tested, you are given the ability to have a testimony. So you can't have a testimony without a test. And just, you know, in my life, I've been tested significantly. And each time, you know, I've developed a new skill set or a new muscle to help me run this race.
You react to thoughts. That's a fact. Here's another great fact. You can change your thoughts anytime you like. And if you change your thinking, it changes your entire life. So for instance, we're all saying, I'm stuck at home. I go, no, I'm safe at home. You change one little word, it changes everything. So we're not stuck. We're not locked in. We're not trapped. We're not in prison. It's not an apocalypse. It's not Armageddon. But if you start to use those words, it begins to feel exactly as if it is that case.
An experience of awe and rapture, or poetic rhapsody, ticks all these boxes: feelings of interconnection, feelings of communion with the infinite, feelings that you are part of love, something larger than yourself, feelings of ecstatic well-being, feelings of a noetic truth that's deeper than the literal grid of the everyday. If an experience ticks all those boxes, that is considered a mystical experience. You know? And we know that that is healing. People suffering from treatment-resistant depression and treatment-resistant anxiety are given a single dose of psilocybin psychedelic mushrooms in a controlled environment with two therapists in the room,
If they have a mystical experience, which a large majority of them do, they are healed of their existential distress. They no longer meet the criteria of depression and or anxiety. Why? Because the whole story of who and what they are has been transformed.
But I must say, everyone, we're 3-4 weeks into this, and it's time now, if you haven't, to begin to create these structures around you again. It's time to be growing. It's time to be engaging again. You know, for me, it's about creating more structure. When the world isn't giving it to me, I need to create more. So I'm crazy. I'm getting up a half hour earlier than I normally do. Why? Because I know everybody else is getting up an hour or two later. And it's just another thing. I wake up, I go, I'm doing things not everybody's willing to do.
I mean, your greatest enemy is your enemy. It's the conversation you have in your mind. So the battle that's within is greater than the battle that's in the world. So once you're able to fight that consistently and calm yourself and control yourself and be methodical and specific about how you respond, nothing will surprise you. You're immovable at that point. You won't waver. You won't break.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Take a journal, do it in your phone and in the notes, or do it in your journal or on a pad, and write down the stuff you do on a daily basis, hour by hour, and then go through it and literally look at the stuff, as simple as it sounds, look at the stuff and say, is everything on this list drive me towards being a better version of myself, or more wealth if that's what you want, or being a better dad is what I obsess on, or being a better family man, or being more conscious, being more spiritual? Like, does it help God, the universe, or a bigger version of me? And if it doesn't, should it really be something that's on my list?
They say the beginning of a personal crisis is when the story you tell yourself about yourself is no longer convincing, right? But you have an experience of awe. You have an experience of opiated adjacency. You have an experience that blasts new tunnels between yourself and the other. You have an experience of radical cosmic recontextualization when you connect with something larger than yourself. You have Campbell's apotheosis, right? And you are born anew.
Hey, what does this mean to me? And can I change the meaning? If when I can change the meaning, it will change my life, because the meaning is yours to change. The way you feel about everything is down to two things: the pictures you make in your head and the words. The way you feel about everything, every minute of every day, is only down to two things: the pictures you make in your head and the words you say. But you could make that even simpler and say, forget about the pictures, because the words make the picture.
A young man reveres men of genius because, to speak truly, they are more himself than he is. And that is the perfect sort of way to think about being young and trying to build a mindset for yourself, is that, you know, when you read the great philosophers or just the great thinkers about anything, what is so enlightening about them is that they knew how to say these things.
If you want to be the greatest at something, you have to be open to improving. There's no way around it. You can't say, I'm good, I'm done, that's it, I'm the best ever, and I don't have to develop a new skill set. Nah, man, every day I'm searching for ways to add to my game.
Precisely, with clarity, do you want in this area of your life? What do you want? What is your ideal vision for yourself with health and fitness? What does your ideal love relationship look like? Find the courage within you to ask for what you really want, because that's the only way you're going to get it. You know how few people have a concept of what their highest self looks like in every important area? I mean, that is a massively valuable thing.
That's F. Scott Fitzgerald's notion of a transitory enchanted moment in which man must have held his breath, compelled into an aesthetic contemplation he neither understood nor desired, face to face for the last time in history with something commensurate to our capacity for wonder. The alternative to this, to say no to that, to shy away from that, the alternative is a bummer. The alternative is unconsciousness. The alternative is the default setting. The alternative is the rat race, the constant gnawing sense to have had and lost some infinite thing.
You're running away from pain and that's your driver. Great, use it. Actually feel the pain more. Don't ignore it and live a life of status quo or even a life of struggle because of that. In fact, let the pain sink in and let it be your driver.
So what do I believe? What do I want? Why do I want that? What's the purpose behind that belief? What will I gain if I achieve it? And what will I lose if I don't?
Don't put your joy in the future. Find joy in the moment. Even if it's the most hard, labor-intensive work, demeaning work possible, find joy in that work. Look at your struggle as immersive empathy.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. BetterHelp recently surveyed over 16,000 people and found that while 75% of people believe it's wise to seek support, only 27% of Americans are in therapy, and people stay silent to avoid being judged. BetterHelp has over 10 years of experience matching you with the right therapist, because we're all better with help. Visit betterhelp.com/stopthestigma for their first ever State of Stigma report. The latest in mental health research.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.